FM, The Romantics, talking in your sleep. I have no idea why I'm talking like that.
I don't, but I feel like I need to enunciate properly.
Oh, yes.
And use proper grammar.
Superintendent of the school district is on the phone. So we must enunciate.
No, we don't need an accent.
We don't?
Just need to enunciate.
Okay, I'm sorry. 7:38, it's Montana Mornings with Robin and Pete on the Jet. 10 for high today, maybe showers off and on. Robin?
Yes, I would like to say a huge thank you and good morning to Superintendent of School District 71, Tom DeMeo. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Let's just dive right into it. So I have a daughter in kindergarten, so today has been a little bit nerve-wracking for me the last week and a bit. So schools are open, but there's no classes in session. So what does that kind of mean for parents in the Comox Valley right now?
Sure. It's an unusual time for all of us. So face-to-face instruction has been suspended indefinitely throughout this crisis. So what that means is at this point in time, students are going to be at home until the ban is lifted in terms of face-to-face. And what they can expect this week is a contact from their teacher who will touch base with students and families and just get a sense of how things are going, just make that connection that they have at school and start the planning for learning opportunities moving forward, what it will look like and what kind of activities they can do. We're looking right now at early stages of the planning, and the letter that we sent home to parents on Friday, we've simply said at elementary we're going to focus on literacy and numeracy, and we're aiming for between an hour to 2 hours eventually of some instruction or some school-type activities for students to get involved in. And in secondary, currently, our initial focus will be making sure students are meeting the graduation requirements. It's going to look different, there's no question, but we're going to go slow and we're going to proceed, you know, in gradual steps. As I say, our first step this week is just to make contact with our students and with their families.
You know, if I may, it seems to me that, and I'm very close to a situation in Ontario Hockey Academy, where they sent all their student athletes home to all over the world, and they've been going through this process. So I would urge that there's patience and especially patience with parents to hang in there, because it's going to be, I mean, again, uncharted waters, and there's almost a learning curve there, isn't there?
Yes, I agree, Pete. It's tough. It's something that just has not happened before. So how we react, how do we implement a full-scale system? In our district, we have over 8,500 students, and so delivering an alternate type of educational model is going to be new for us. So for our classroom teachers and our schools, there's lots of learning that has to happen, and I would echo that. I appreciate people's patience as we work through this. We are going slowly. We're in this for the long haul, we think, right now, and that's the information that we're getting. So we want to make sure we do this right.
And we certainly, I mean, obviously we'd like to see every student advance to the next grade but in particular I'm thinking about high school students that are graduating. This is a critical time for them.
It really is, and then that's at our secondary school, that's our first objective. Students that are eligible to graduate, we want to make sure that they can graduate. So we'll be spending some our secondary schools are spending some time with those kids, making sure that they're prepared to graduate. And furthermore, making sure that those students that have prerequisites that are required for post-secondary next year, that they have those well in hand.
Super quick, one more thing. You said that teachers are going to be in contact with parents, so people don't need to be like outsourcing resources from other areas. We can stay within the curriculum based on what teachers provide to us.
Yes, and they're going to be touching base throughout the week. Schools will be meeting the next day or so as a staff to talk about their next steps. And one of the goals that we've had for everyone this week is make contact with home. Touch base with parents, find out how the students have been doing, how they're reacting to what's going on in the world around them, what kind of supports we can offer at the school. And then following that, in subsequent weeks, there'll be stuff coming from the school in terms of some possible learning activities.
Well, thank you so much. One thing that we've been striving for at Jet FM is to make sure that we have accurate information coming directly from the source. So thank you so much for allowing us to be able to do that with the school district. And thank you for all that you're doing, your admin's doing, and the teachers are doing to keep us focused and on task during this time.
Yes. Thank you very much. I'd also like to huge shout out to our operations and maintenance staff and custodial staff who worked all spring break to deep clean our buildings. And they've put in countless hours to make sure things are safe. I know we've got a great staff here with our teaching staff, our custodial crew, our support staff, and our school administrators. So together, we're gonna get through this.
Thank you so much for your time today, Tom. If people have questions or need more information, what's the best way for them to find that?
The best thing is to follow our district website, and all our latest information bulletins are posted on that website, or using school websites as well.
Thank you so much, Tom. Stay healthy.
Take care. Thank you.